Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I am Josh.
Connor. No and Greg.
No Greg today. The kid got COVID. Rest up, Greg.
Get better. Get well soon, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. So unfortunately, we had to cancel our Sunday plans.
Yep.
We're supposed to watch the football games together and have a time. And Greg messages us being like, yo.
COVID.
I'm sick. So big rip for the boys.
Yeah, let's get a moment of silence for Greg.
He's not dead. He's just sick. Pretty much the same thing, though. So, yeah, this past weekend, six or seven of the NFL?
Week something. One of them.
Connor says he's an NFL fan, but...
Listen, I'm telling you, I just care
he's
about...
He's really just a Bills fan.
Exactly.
So it was week six.
Oh, see?
Yeah, too bad. Quite a few games. Good games this past weekend. Giants moved to 5-1 to beat the Ravens. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that, yes.
They're now second in that division.
Danny Dimes.
I hate that guy.
Both New York teams are on fire.
Yeah, yeah. It's the first time in, like, I don't know how long that the Giants and Jets are, like, combined 9-3 or something through 6 weeks.
That's crazy, bro.
Something like that. It's actually wild.
What's that corner on Jets Sauce? Something like that?
Something like that. I don't know.
He was gross.
Yeah.
I watched some of that game. He was disgusting.
Duel Revis 2.0?
Literally.
Nope.
Panthers still suck.
Of course. That's expected. Your Bills.
Great game.
Big comeback win against the Chiefs. Comeback. You guys get redemption in the regular season from last year, the 13-second tragedy.
Yep. Josh Allen's not human.
Yo, he hurdled a man.
And he did it last year.
He's gonna die on the field. Like, he just does stupid things.
That boy looks sick. So.
Yeah, I know.
And it gets first downs.
He looks good doing it. I'll give you that.
Von Miller played outstanding. Like,
I mean, he's a beast.
It was just
I was bummed, man. He was originally rumored to go to the Cowboys, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, he's going to the Bills, and I was like, no.
I mean, the contract's a little scary, but I mean, what he did last game shows you why he's worth it.
Yeah,
like he clutched up in those final minutes for us on that drive. Taron Johnson, what a pick! One of the best slot corners in NFL. I'll say it. He's just
So do you think Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs are the best QB receiver duo in the league?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close.
100%.
Every time I look, Josh Allen's throwing for like almost 400 yards, and Diggs has like some touchdowns and over 100 every game.
Yeah, over 100 every game. Gabe Davis shined too. It was good to see Dawson Knox get a tutty after everything that he went through in the offseason. Obviously, his brother passed away, so it was good to see him get a tutty. And then, yeah, Taron Johnson, just that
Von Miller,
clutch
four,
pick.
Two sacks, four tackles. That's crazy.
I know, he went off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Poyer played. Poyer wasn't supposed to play. He drove 15 hours.
Yeah, I saw that.
To play. That's
he
just.
He hired a private driver for 15 hours because he couldn't clear the flight.
Exactly.
But he was cleared to play. He's not cleared to fly yet.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Savage. Dude, NFL players are like a different breed.
I know. I respect that so much.
How about the Steelers upsetting the Bucks?
Yeah, I saw a thing of Brady absolutely losing it on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's his O-line.
Yeah.
He's screaming at them.
But, like. That's just, that's tough. 25 for 40 is not good.
No.
Like, I don't know why he's, I guess the O-line might have been trash, but.
But, yeah, no, it's not looking good for them so far. I mean, they're 3-3.
Oh, 3-3. Wow.
He lost his wife and the kids.
And now
he wanted to come back
because
he thought he had an extra year in him.
Yeah.
And now it's looking like he should have just sat out. Should have taken that 10-year, $400 million contract from Fox.
Yeah, literally. He only lost his wife and kids because he came back to play.
Yeah, exactly.
And now he's sucking.
Yeah, he's not even playing well, and neither is his team. And they just lost to the Steelers, who are absolutely tragic. So,
yeah, I don't.
Poor Brady, to say the least.
Who started for Pittsburgh? Was it Trubisky this game? Or was
it was
still Pickett?
Pickett.
Oh, no, Trubisky played nine. Oh, wow. Mitch.
Damn. Did he just play half and half or something? Like, what?
Maybe. Mitch. That's 9 for 1,244 yards. Damn.
It's not bad.
Pickett. Maybe. I don't know what happened to Pickett. Maybe they just wanted to give Mitch a try, but I always like Mitch. Bill's legend, so you got to show respect where it's due.
And then the Sunday night game. I have to officially say that Cooper Rush is no longer the GOAT.
It only took you
he played,
5 weeks.
He was playing Unreal for 5 weeks. But dude,
that is tough.
This was a terrible game
that
from our boy. The second half was a lot better, but the first half was ugly.
The worst part was it just makes their owner there, what's his name?
Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones look right about the whole Dak thing. Like,
obviously. You know? It makes sense.
And I hate the Cowboys.
It's not looking good from the boys at this point in time.
CeeDee Lamb got two carries?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we need someone in the backfield. Like, Ezekiel Elliott literally gets like 25 carries a game and like maybe gets 60 yards.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad.
This is probably his best
game of the year, and he even got
181 yards for 13 carries.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
So, not very ideal for the boys.
No, that's tough.
Our defense, our first half, the defense wasn't looking too good. The second half, they locked up, but our offense couldn't do anything.
No sacks for Parsons. So
no, they probably quadruple teamed him.
Yeah, it's a slow day for him.
So they scored 20 in the second.
Oh, my God. It was 23 going into half?
Yeah, it was
bad. Holy crap.
And then we started clutching up. Second half, started playing well, but just couldn't move the chains enough to.
Yeah, no, that's not. I mean, credit to the Cowboys for at least putting up somewhat of a fight.
Yeah, so we get Dak Prescott back, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think he's coming back for Houston.
Yeah, I think it's week seven he's supposed to be coming
back.
Week
seven's next week.
Oh, then week eight, I think.
Week eight, yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah,
We play the Lions, so thank God. That should be an easy dub for the boys.
Should be. And then should I be. Think
you never know. And we play Bears. So he could be back for
Bears. Wait, go back. What's next week? Do you play? Oh, no. Okay, maybe he does come back for Bears because you don't play Texans for a while.
I don't know. I remember they were saying he's out for like 7 to 9 weeks or something. So we'll see what happens. I mean, we could keep resting him because obviously week nines are bye. We have two pretty easy games lined up. Like the Bears, I guess, could be a dogfight. But
no, well,
I think we
Bears
beat them.
Aren't too good. But also,
then we play Packers. When did we play Houston, dude?
I don't know. I thought that's what I saw on IG, but maybe I'm tripping. No, I think I'm tripping. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, I'm tripping. I am. Well, he's not
week 14.
Week 14, you play him.
If he comes back week 14, I'll be like, why? Like, what's the point? He said it was the whole year. We're going to put him back in the 14th week.
Well, if you make the playoffs, then he'll come back and then you'll lose.
Yeah. I mean, regardless, he's going to come back. We're going to lose.
But Russ is not cooking, eh?
Bro, yeah. So then yesterday, Broncos, Chargers. First quarter, he was looking unreal. He was looking back to his regular self. He was like 10 to 10, 100 yards or something, touchdown. And then after that, he went like 5 of 17, 60 yards, INT, like.
Seahawks, that's looking like a fleece.
Yeah,
that is looking like they got three players, a first, a second, and Geno Smith is looking better than.
Like way better than
Yeah, him. So that's a fleece. And they won 19-9, I see there.
Yeah.
Damn,
Seahawks won. How are the Cardinals doing this year? Because like they were a team that performed really well last year, and they're butt this year. So
2-4. They just got that guy from Carolina who got kicked off the team the other week for fighting with the coach.
Wasn't that literally on Sunday? He got like kicked out of the game.
Yeah, maybe. I forget his name.
Said something, and that was like the third time it's happened this season. So they were just like, "Yo, like releasing you."
Well, they traded him, but Robbie Anderson. That's who it is.
Yeah.
Who I don't. Like, he's so skinny, it's hilarious. He's not built like a football player, but.
Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes, though. So, what do you guys got coming up this week for
the Bills?
Your Bills. Is this your bye? It is.
I think it is, yeah. Yeah. Week 8. Who do we play week 8? Packers, easy
Packers,
win.
That's an easy,
easy win. Easy win.
Even that team. Has been playing well. A lot of teams have been pretty bad. Kirk Cousins is looking like a beast this year. The Vikings are playing really well.
And he's dripped out in the changing room.
Yeah, I see that. Dolphins, obviously, after their hot start, have been not so hot lately.
Did you see the thing? Speaking of hot, you see the difference between the sidelines they sent you
there? They lost, so there's no excuse.
I know, but that's crazy, man.
You guys are sitting there, and the Bills fans are throwing punches in the air because they lost, and they're like, oh, the Heat messed us up. But then the Vikings won, so no excuses.
That's because Kirk was chilled with all the chains he had on, bro. he was ice cold, bro. He was iced out.
That's fair.
So he did get affected.
The Rams look to be getting back on track.
Yeah.
They had a rough start to the season. They're now 500 at 3-3. It's Matthew Stafford. He's playing a little better.
Well, last game, that's a good game.
Like, that's
honestly, I don't know who the favorites for the Super Bowl are? Obviously, Bills. But
I think it's
going to
be Bills out of the AFC.
I hope Philadelphia.
I think Philly's probably favorites right now.
That Super Bowl would go crazy.
Yeah, I think the Bills win.
Yeah, hopefully it's if that's the Super Bowl, I feel bad for whatever city that it's held because Philadelphia Eagles fans will ruin that city.
Same with Bills Mafia, though. Yeah, like both literally both fan bases are wild.
I know, that's why it would be great.
Yeah, no, it would be a really good Super Bowl, I think. It'd be lots of fun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sick.
It'd be the Bills' first championship in a very long time.
Yeah, I can't even.
Maybe of all time.
Before my time.
You and Greg can come off suicide watch.
Oh, that'd be great. Finally get me off.
Big dubs.
No, but we're looking good this year. Singletary is really impressing me. I seen a thing that maybe we're interested in McCaffrey. But then that would be sick.
Yeah,
but
I saw that.
What would we have to give up for him?
I don't know if it'd be too much because he's like been injury prone the last
few
seasons.
But we
right?
would manage so. we don't run well. We could manage if we keep hold of Singletary and bring McCaffrey, we could manage his carries so well. He'd be so sick.
Well, he's also a good like catching running back. Like, he can run routes really well, and he has good hands. So
yeah, that'd be so sick if we could bring him in. But
I think
it'd
be helpful for Allen too because he wouldn't have to run as much.
Yeah, someone else can hurdle now.
Exactly.
But I don't know who we would have to give up for him. That's the issue. Like,
yeah, it would be definitely tough. I saw that Christian McCaffrey though is open. Like they're open to trade talks.
Because I remember like whenever Saquon was out for a long time. Like maybe 2 years ago or something, that they were looking to trade him, and the asking price was a first. And I know the Bills were interested in that, but we didn't do it. So,
but if you're the Bills, would you not be down to give up first? Because regardless, you're going to have a late.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyways,
but that was 2 years ago when we were, where like Allen wasn't that consistent.
Yeah,
you had that one inconsistent year, but I don't want to mess up an opportunity like that again.
Yeah, true.
And then bring in McCaffrey, that'd be sick. But again,
that just puts you guys over the top. I think
that'd be so dope.
You guys would definitely be.
Like, our defensive, like, our depth defenders that have come in, like, Elam, or like, they're playing great.
Yeah.
Like I was really scared when we lost Hyde. You know, Trey's still out. And, you know, Poyer was out for a bit. But our reinforcements have really impressed, which is really exciting to see.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills, obviously, their depth is good. Josh Allen's probably the best QB in the world right now.
If he goes out, we're done. That's the thing.
You better knock on some wood or something, dude. Like, you're psycho. Why would you even say that?
Just because it would be the most Buffalo Bills thing to happen ever.
That's true.
You know, true. You know, probably best team we've had in years, if not ever, and then we'll have a big injury come up.
Yeah.
Just before the playoffs or something.
I mean, obviously, there's still lots of football to be played, so a lot of teams can start getting hot and make the AFC a little more interesting, as everyone thought it would be coming into the season, but... Mm-hmm. Right now it looks like Bills are going to just kind of run through that conference.
Thank God.
And then the NFC looks tough.
Yeah.
Like a lot of teams.
Crazy because I don't think anyone expected that.
No, everyone's like, once all the trades happened this year and we had like Russ going over, obviously the Raiders got stacked. So everyone thought that division was just going to be insane. And then the division's pretty mid, not going to lie.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree.
We only have like one or two teams over 500.
Chiefs still look decent, but...
I mean, obviously, losing Tyreek Hill was massive for them. Their defense looks a lot better, but...
It's their receiving core.
Mahomes doesn't
have
Juju
like looked good last game, which I was kind of pissed about because I don't like Juju, but... I mean, yeah.
But still, like, he's typically... You don't want him as your number one guy, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think Juju's a number one receiver.
You want to be your number two, and... Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Chiefs could try and make some trades or something, but...
Yeah.
Losing Tyreek Hill was huge.
Yeah. But I'm so happy they did.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for this segment. We'll be back in a little bit.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh.
I'm Connor. Sorry, I was just reading about Kemba Walker.
Yeah, we're getting right into the NBA.
So I guess the Pistons... released him, like they waived him, but I didn't even know he was on the Pistons.
Yeah, I don't know when he got there. I was almost 99% sure he was actually on the Knicks. But last week, this past week, there's been a lot of signings, and extensions going around. And also we missed, actually, let's backtrack to this.
Okay.
Golden State Warriors.
We're backtracking.
Jordan Poole.
Yep.
Draymond Green.
Yep.
Draymond, massive superhand.
Yes,
Superman
we
punch.
Forgot to talk about
we
this last week.
Like, it slipped all of our minds last week, and I messaged the boys after, and I was like, how did we miss this? And
yeah,
everyone was like, oh my God, how did we miss that?
That was funny.
It was funny and kind of wild, but...
Do you think Draymond's at the ceremony tonight?
I don't know. He said he's stepping away from the team for a while.
Yeah. But, okay, here's a couple questions.
But I think he was there at their last preseason game.
Do you think he'll be at the ring ceremony tonight?
Yes.
I think so, too. Will it be awkward?
Probably.
Most definitely.
They're probably going to, like, force him to hug.
Oh,
100%. They're going to force
him to
hug.
Don't do that.
It's going to be some cringe stuff, but way it goes. So, anyways, yeah, now it's a question of, are they going to keep Draymond, and they're going to be able to fix their relationship between Jordan Poole and Draymond, or are they going to somehow end up moving Draymond to kind of get value back?
Would you trade Draymond? I think I would.
I don't think I would. He's the dog on that team.
Yeah, but you can't punch. Listen.
Oh, man, if you're like a four-time NBA champion, you can do whatever you feel like, in my opinion.
Yes, but you can punch your boy or whatever, your teammate, but it's crucial that they reconcile.
Yeah.
Like, but if they don't, Draymond has to go.
Yeah, true.
If Jordan says, like, goes to the office and says, I can't play with him, like, then Draymond has to go.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
I think, though, if they give up Draymond, they're actually going to lose a lot of value because he just gives them that dog and he's a really good leader for them. But
what do you think Draymond's trade value is? Let's say they trade him.
I think it depends where he goes. To any championship contender, I think he's very valuable. To, like, a Pistons, I think he's pretty bad.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Because he can go into a championship contender and keep doing what he's doing with Golden State and be successful.
Yep.
But if he goes to the Pistons, like, he literally brings nothing to them.
So let's say he goes to, like, the Celtics.
Massive.
Would that be a good fit for him?
I think so. Celtics, Heat, Lakers, like any...
Lakers?
Dude,
we're talking about title contenders here.
They are title contenders.
No.
If they're healthy, they definitely can be in the conversation. But if he goes to the Lakers, that's huge. If they get Pat Bev and Draymond...
He's delusional. That is, Pat Bev and Draymond is not going to work.
110% it will.
Like, they probably would because they're just the same person.
Exactly. So they'll both be yelling at AD to be like, you have to play.
Yeah.
It's going to be perfect.
Except put him to the Nets.
No, that'd be him and KD. KD would leave again.
Yes. Oh,
KD would get
that's why he
feels.
Left the first time, right?
Yeah, because he got up all in his feels.
Oh, my days.
So then after that led to Jordan Poole getting a contract extension. 4 years, $140 million. And then, literally the next day,
our boy,
they signed Andrew Wiggins to an extension.
The Maple Mamba.
Where's he at? $109 million for 4 years. So I think they're paying Andrew Wiggins like $148, and then they're paying Jordan Poole another $140. And then they have Carry On for like $50 a year, Clay at like $32 a year, and then Draymond at $20. So right now their projected salary for this year, $483 million.
There's no salary cap in this.
There is, but it's you can pay into luxury tax.
Mm.
So the Golden State Warriors, they're all in. Their owner's really good where he wants to win, so he's willing to spend money to win a championship. So, yeah, they're almost at $500 million.
That's crazy, man. Just back to Wiggins. Do you think, like, we all remember Wiggins come up. Like, it was nuts. But
yeah,
do you,
I remember watching that all the time in school.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the Rising Stars game when he went off. Do you think that he's lived up to his potential?
I think he's, yeah, I would say so.
I expected a little bit more of a higher ceiling, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I understand where that comes from, but people always, like, say he's really bad, but, like, he's, like, a 19 points per game career average.
Well,
always
been
a good two-way player.
His first two seasons on the Wolves were pretty good, no?
Yeah, and even, like, his last season with the Wolves, everyone's like, oh, he's tragic, and it's, like, he was still averaging, like, 18 points.
Yeah.
It was just like once they got Kat and all these other guys, he just stopped getting touches and just kind of became like a rotation guy. But I think since he's gotten to Golden State, he's improved significantly.
Do you think he's going to keep improving, or do you think we're at our Wiggins, like he's plateauing?
No, I think he can improve a little bit just in terms of staying consistent shooting.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the only thing for him is kind of being more of a consistent three-point shooter. But when he goes downhill, it's like almost impossible to stop him. Puts the ball on the ground. Like he just kind of can't do anything.
Yeah.
So that leads to a bunch of contract extensions after Wiggins. So Grizzlies re-signed Brandon Clark to a $52 million for 4 years. I was talking to my buddy Andrew on Free Throw Line Extended. Check it out on YouTube.
Quick
I'd throw
plug.
It in there.
Quick plug?
Yeah, had to. And then, so me and him were saying that this could turn out to be one of the best contracts in the NBA, depending on where he trajects to. Because last year in the playoffs, he played really well. And obviously, without Jaren Jackson until about like February.
But yeah, that's tough.
He has a big chance of stepping up. And I think he can.
Big
he can
shoes do it. To fill, though.
Yeah.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, but I think he can do it. He's a dog. He's really good. So,
do you think Grizzlies will make a deep playoff run this year?
Not deep. They're going to be like, I have them at like my 5 or 6 seed.
And what do you think they're missing?
Just more experience.
You think they could benefit from Draymond Green?
Yeah. Yeah. They're a grit and grind team. I think Draymond's perfect for that.
That's a good point. So if you think Draymond went to the Grizzlies, deep playoff run, or are they still?
Depends who they match up with. Like if they get like the Nuggets in the first round, no. Yeah, but if they get like Phoenix, I think they could beat Phoenix.
100%. I think they could beat Phoenix without Draymond.
Probably, yeah. I think Phoenix is going to be like the 8th seed
Phoenix
this year.
Phoenix looks trapped. They lost to the Adelaide 36ers or whatever.
Yeah, I also think it's just like a lot of internal things going on in that organization. Like
with the Ayton situation.
The Ayton situation. Monty Williams was like, oh, like I didn't talk to anyone, but I think that's garbage. You probably talked to Dee Book and Chris Paul like every day.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges
Landry
all the time.
Landry
Shamet. Connor's favorite player.
Six men of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I have Phoenix really low. I don't know if they're going to be that good this year.
Yeah, I don't back Phoenix.
I think they had two really good seasons, and now I think they're kind of reaching the
I mean, the Suns were bad for so long.
And then
so it was good to
also,
see
like,
good.
A lot of teams are coming back fully healthy this year.
Yep.
And they're all hungry to win. And, I mean, I think Luka Doncic really messed them up mentally as well last season.
That was crazy.
So,
that was so hard.
Not even the Mavs, just Luka Doncic.
So where do you think the Raptors are finishing? Playoff push.
They're definitely going to be playoffs. They're going to be higher than play-in. They're just a good regular season team always. They're well coached. Yep. I'd say anywhere from 6 to 4, depending on how the East kind of plays out. They can be anywhere there.
And I saw a thing, actually, that Malcolm Brogdon said that he chose the Celtics over the Raptors.
That would have been huge for the Raptors if they got Brogdon.
Yeah, do you think that, well, obviously, he made the right choice because, I mean, Boston's miles better, but, like, do you think that the Raptors really missed out on not getting him?
Yeah, I think so. I think Brogdon's huge for them because I think what Raptors are really missing, and the question mark now this season coming in is Pascal, because he was talking about, I want to be a top 5 NBA player this year, all that stuff.
That'd be nice to see.
It would be. I think if he steps up and plays to what he's saying he's going to play at, the Raptors easily could shoot up to like a top 3 team in the East, but they're missing a closer. Like, if they have off nights, they don't have that one guy that can just take over and just dominate the game.
Yep.
And that's what they're missing. They really rely on team basketball and, like, their rotations on defense, which is going to be great for them this year. But, like, Fred VanVleet's not a guy that you can throw in at the end of the game and close out for you.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because
you do a pick and roll, you just double him, and he can't see over anybody. So it's like he turns the ball over.
Totally agree. I don't even know who their other point guard is.
Malachi Flynn.
Oh, yes. Nothing
but
special.
Then this year, Scottie Barnes is going to play a lot of the one. He's another guy. He has to take another step this
year.
He's
going to play at the one.
He's going to play a lot of the one this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, they were like in preseason, he was doing it a lot, and coaches were saying that they're going to start playing him at the one because they want to do that massive lineup where it's like him, Gary Trent, OG, Pascal, and then Precious Achiuwa.
Boucher?
Precious.
Oh, Precious?
Yeah. So like that's a crazy five because you can switch everything. Everyone can shoot. Everyone can do it all. But still, like, it's all going to come down to Pascal and if Scotty takes like a next step this season.
I think Trent Jr. is really underrated.
He's really good.
I think he's really
That was a
really
good pickup from them last year.
Really good.
Last year, the year
it was
before.
2 years ago, yeah.
Really good pickup.
No, I think he's really good.
So then that goes to Houston. They re-signed, they extended Kevin Porter Jr. to $82.5 million. I like this extension because if Kevin Porter had a better season last year, they would have been paying like $120 million.
Yep.
But he turned the ball over like, I think he was the league leader in turnovers last year. And maybe besides Westbrook.
Every turnover costs him like $10 million.
Probably, yeah. he's a guy he's super talented. And yep. I think he's the type of guy that once he gets comfortable and gets kind of a feel for the NBA, he can be an average triple-double a game type player. Like easily like 15, 8, and 8 type guy, like Josh Giddey style. But just way more talented. But obviously, he has a lot to learn still. He's very in his own head. He thinks he's way better than he actually is in the NBA. That's why he got booted out of the Cavs, was because he walked in, was all pissed because they gave someone else's locker. And he was like, this is my locker. And they're like, yeah.
Cavs are exciting, though. Cavs are really exciting.
I think they're going to be like top 3 in the East.
Already?
Dude, they were top 3 all the way up until Jared Allen got hurt last year.
Yeah, Jared Allen's a baller. He's a baller.
And now you're throwing Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, yes.
In the backcourt. And Caris LeVert's off your bench.
Yeah. Caris is nice.
He's so good. I don't know why he's been moved so much. Like, he was in Brooklyn. He was in Indiana. And then now he's in Cleveland.
Because he got that big injury for Brooklyn.
Yeah, but
right?
He came back and he was like kind of shaky, but like his games where he was on, he was scoring like 20.
I mean, I wouldn't complain if I was Cavs.
Like, no, I wouldn't either. Sick. You have a crazy six,
so
man.
Are Rockets going to be exciting this year? Like,
they're going to be really bad, but they'll be fun to watch.
You think so?
Yeah. Because their center, Sengun, I don't know how to say his first name, but that guy, he's disgusting.
Yeah.
Just flashy passes, just does crazy stuff.
So they're going to be trash this year?
Yeah, they're going to be garbage.
Yeah, okay.
Then there's one more signing. Oh, well, Nazir Little.
I'm still just confused about this Kemba Walker thing. When did he go to Detroit?
Dude, I don't know. And I was 99% sure he was on the Knicks, but there must have been a trade at some point last year.
Yeah. And so
now they just threw him in.
Do you think anyone picks him up? He's kind of he fell off so hard, bro.
Well, it's just the way the NBA trended.
What? How so? What do you mean?
He was a streaky scorer that can't defend to save his life. So
there's no, you don't think
at the end of the games, like, he couldn't be in because he can't play defense. He was too streaky.
You don't think there's a place for people like that anymore? Out and out?
On like really bad teams, sure. But maybe like Utah picks him up.
So do you think he'll be good on Rockets maybe?
He could go to Houston, but I don't think Houston would want him because he's not really going to bring any like veteran value to you because he doesn't have too much experience in the playoffs or anything and like how to win. And you kind of just want, if you're Houston, you kind of want your guys to develop. So you want them to get as much touches as possible.
Yeah, good point. So you don't think Kemba finds a home?
Maybe in like Australia or something, but I don't know about the NBA.
Actually, speaking of that.
Honestly, if anything, the Lakers are going to go pick him up. Like, honestly.
Probably anyone, he'll have a resurgent.
No, he won't. He's going to be behind like Westbrook.
Well, Beverly, Westbrook's got to go.
And Schroeder.
Westbrook's got to go. You see how he's acting? Like, he didn't even join that huddle.
Yeah, but
like,
he never does that.
He's got to go.
I agree, though. I'd love to get him out.
But actually, this Kemba situation reminded me of someone. My boy, LiAngelo. Lasted 3 days. I think that's a new record for him.
Charlotte is wild. The amount of criminals they have on that team is insane. They have four guys that have all been like criminally charged. No. And then Gordon Hayward looks like a dummy.
Bro, oh my
you
god.
See his haircut? Kinda looks like yours.
Okay, first of all, that is just whoa. Let's calm down here. But Gordon Hayward
he's out of place there.
So excited when he went to the Celtics. Like, that was so exciting.
Then
and then he just
absolutely destroyed him.
And then his ankle just
got game one of the year. I remember that.
That's probably the yeah.
And it was like one of the first plays.
Yeah, and then he starts streaming on Twitch.
Yeah, he's a gamer.
I know. But that's probably the most gruesome injury I've seen since that
Kevin Ware.
Who?
Kevin Ware.
I was thinking of that guy that used to play for the Warriors.
Bogut?
No, point guard. Curly hair. What's his name? Used to be on the Pistons or something. I don't know, but he like snapped his leg and.
Sean Livingston.
Yeah, Livingston. Yeah, yeah. That
Have you seen the Kevin Ware
one? That
one
was ugly.
In Louisville?
No,
but. 2013?
That ain't in the NBA.
No. Because what happened was he was in. It was March Madness. It was like Sweet 16.
Yeah.
He went to close out and the side of the court was like to go down to the benches. Oh. It was a little like this. So he landed and his shin popped out of his leg.
That's disgusting. Sorry for all the viewers that are listening that might be eating or something and Josh just described his. gruesome injury.
But yeah, it's going to wrap it up for this. NBA kicks back tonight at the time of this recording.
Let's go.
Warriors, Lakers
are fired up.
At 10 and Celtics, Bucks at 8. So those will be fun games to watch. I'll be streaming on Twitch tonight.
Oh,
talking about the game.
Yeah. Live watch along?
Yeah, but I won't have the game up. It'll just be the scoreboard.
Yeah, and just of you?
It's going to be me and Andrew.
Free throw
extended.
Oh my gosh,
Twitch.
Let's go. I'll be tuning in. That'll be sick.
Come kick it with the boys. All
free
right.
Throw line extended on Twitch as well? Yeah. And YouTube and Instagram.
Everything.
So if you like this basketball talk, fortunately, I'm not on free throw line extended.
I was on the five back.
I'm just not that.
Five dudes,
adept.
One back.
But if you like this, if you like Josh's take, pause. First of all, pause. If you like Josh's takes, follow free. I'm trying to shout you out, and you're doing that to me. Anyways, follow free throw line extended on all platforms.
And we'll be right back.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh McGrath.
Connor Finnis.
And we are back with another installment of the NHL
segment.
It's nice to get back to this because during the summer it was kind of dry. It was hard to figure out what we're going to talk about every episode.
It's funny.
We had to get to local sports, man. We had to like talk about like mid-level
That's what I was
going to
say. It's funny. We've been dry for like so much and now it's all coming back at once.
Yeah,
it's
great.
It's hard to fit it all in.
I know. We've run out of time on things.
Last week on the press box, I was very scared for the Avalanche game, and we lost 5-2.
It's not bad.
So we scored.
Two goals.
I'll take it. But just to touch on tonight, Sens home opener, when we're recording this, supposed to be a sellout crowd. So I think that's their first sellout in like three, well, obviously because of pandemic, but like first sellout 3 years or 4 years maybe, which will be sick for the team at least. They play the Bruins. Yeah.
They lost their first game, right, to the Leafs? 0-2 already. Damn. So you Sens fans. Are like,
oh, yeah,
we're
disappointing.
Making the playoffs. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, all that.
I mean, Greg's been saying.
Greg called it on one of the episodes. Sens are going to be disappointing. He was right. But speaking of disappointment, since Greg's not here, might as well talk about it. The Leafs lost 4-2 last night to Arizona. I'm going to repeat that.
That's bad.
They lost 4-2 to Arizona.
Yeah, that's not ideal because they play out of a college
rink.
They can't even sell out their own arena anymore, so they had to move to college.
That is just wow.
Why don't they just rebrand that team? Like, just relocate?
I don't know. I think because Gary Bettman just hates Canadians. Like, it's actually a theory.
Yeah, probably.
He just doesn't, like... Ugh.
Like, to me, it's just like...
I don't think a Canadian...
downsize them from their arena, like, just move
Canadian
them.
Team hasn't won the Cup since Gary Bettman took over, I swear.
Yeah, that's true.
So, there you go. Conspiracy to Gary. What the hell's going on there?
My Kings are...
let's talk about the Kings.
Yeah, they're playing well.
Two and two, you know? You'll take that, or...
I'll take it.
Yeah.
We lost opening night, and we won... Who did we beat? We beat Detroit yesterday in overtime, and then we beat... What was the other team? We beat someone... Wild 7-6.
That... Wow. That's wild.
Good one, Connor.
Yeah, thanks,
good one.
Thanks. I'm here all day.
It's almost like a team.
Oh my gosh, Hawks won 5-2 against the Sharks. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think Lafferty went off this game. Yeah, 2 goals, 1 assist.
So who's the guy that you said was going to
score 20 goals?
Yeah.
Jujar Kara. Did he even play last game? Let's see. Keep scrolling down. Yeah, there he is.
No shots. No,
it's okay.
Nothing.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Hey, you guys might... win 30 games this year.
No. I really... The thing is, I'm happy we won, but I'm mad that we won against the Sharks because that's who we're competing for top.
And Coyotes. Don't forget Arizona. It's good that Arizona won.
Yeah. But something that's really interesting to talk about is last episode, I think Greg and I were talking about how bad Philly were looking, and I'm pretty sure the Flyers are 2-0 right now. Scroll down. Yeah, click on them. Yeah, they're 2-0. The Flyers are 2-0 right now, which is... crazy.
It's early in the year. It's, you know.
I know, but the Flyers are trash.
I was watching, because last week I went out with some friends and we were watching, which game was it? The Leafs and Canadians game.
Yep. Leafs lost that one as well.
Bro. It was bad.
Like, just bad hockey or the Leafs were bad?
Like, the Leafs just played so bad.
Yeah, they're already in playoff form, which is
not ideal.
Interesting to say the least.
Yeah, so we watched that and then I had a bunch of friends bet on McDavid scoring the first goal in the Canucks game.
Yep.
Dude, right away, Canucks go up
2-0. That is tough.
They all had money on it. Now they're like, yo, Josh, bet on it. It's guaranteed money. I was like, nah, I'm good. And then literally in the first like 3 minutes, 2 goals.
That's another team that's struggling is the Canucks.
They're not supposed to be good this year.
Well, not as bad as they are. I think they're like 2-0 or
they've lost,
so
they've blown a lead in every single game.
Yeah.
Which is really bad.
But the thing is that it's gold, like Thatcher Demko, their goalie, who like preseason I thought looked really good. Like I thought he'd be really good, but he's struggling so far. So
it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
The Kraken beat the Kings. I was kind of sad about that.
That's just wow.
Yeah. Somehow the Kraken are winning games.
4-1.
1-0-1.
Well, I guess the Kings. So that's tough. That is tough.
Who else is playing tonight? Let's see.
Thing is, there's not much to talk about with Chell because we're so early in the season. Yeah. You know, there's nothing much developing.
Well, who do you got? So let's just go through the games, choose some winners. Ducks, Devils, who you got?
So they're listening to this on Thursday?
Yeah.
So Thursday at what, 1?
Yeah, 1 p.m.
You're going to be listening to these predictions and you're going to think, how did Connor know every single correct score? So the Devils are going to win 4-2.
Okay.
You got, what are you saying?
I'm actually going to go the Ducks. 5-3.
Okay, okay. Lightning Flyers. Are you ready for this one? Flyers. 3-2. Third period late goal scored by Sean Couturier. I don't know if he's still there, but he's scoring it.
I'm going to go Tampa. I know they've had a kind of a rough start, slow start. Tampa, though, they haven't had the best roster since their last like four seasons, but hey, things will get some dubs.
Score? What are you saying?
4-1.
Oh, yeah, that's probably good.
I think Tampa's going to come out just going crazy.
Canucks, Blue Jackets. Wow, this is a barn burner here.
Two really bad teams going at it.
Line A's hurt, so that's going to suck. I'm going to go Blue Jackets 3-1.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go Blue Jackets 4-3. I think Canucks do their classic. They're going to have a lead the whole game. Yep. Third period comes, and they're just going to blow it in the last 4 minutes of the game. Now, the coach is going to snap a clipboard over someone's head.
Bruce, there it is. Now time for the big game for us, Bruins Senators. Now, you guys listening to this on Thursday, I know it was a tough game because I can see into the future. It was a tough game. We're 0-3 now. You know, Bruins just beat us 3-2. And that third goal Forsberg let in was really he should be doing better on that. That's going to sound really cool, by the way, when that all happens.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm going Bruins. They had a hot start to the season so far. I don't think that they're going to let the Sens end it. Bruins, yeah, I'll go 3-2 as well.
Sharks Islanders, I'll make this one quick. 4-0 Islanders.
Yeah, that's going to be an easy one. Yeah, I agree. Easy claps for the New York Islanders. That's another team I think they should rebrand. Get them out of there.
San Jose?
No, not San Jose. They have sick jerseys. The Islanders.
No, you got to have two teams in New York.
Get them out of there.
Nah, that's crazy.
Call them Brooklyn Islanders or something. Yeah, then. Like,
well, they play in Brooklyn.
Yeah, so call them Brooklyn Islanders.
Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, but they don't play in New York City.
Nah, you're tripping. Either do the Mets. Do the Mets? No, the Mets don't play. Either do the Mets. New York Mets, baseball. You watch baseball?
Who cares? I don't watch baseball.
Yeah.
That's too long. There was like a game the other day. It was like 14 innings.
I don't understand like why some leagues have two teams in LA.
LA's like, massive.
No, but like, yeah, I guess they have a lot of people.
There's like.
But like the Chargers and the Rams, do they play in the same stadium?
No.
Where's.
Oh, wow. Chargers play in San Diego still.
Oh, they play in San Diego.
I'm pretty sure they're still playing San Diego. And then the Rams are now in their new stadium.
SoFi or whatever.
Yeah, SoFi Arena.
So why the hell did they rename the Chargers? If they're still in San Diego. Anyways, maybe we're just embarrassing ourselves right now.
I don't know, could be. I don't know.
Sabres Oilers, 3-0 Oilers.
McDavid hat-trick.
Yeah. By the way, the Chargers play in the same stadium as the Rams.
They do?
Yep.
Playing SoFi.
Yep. In Inglewood, California.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Anyways, Golden Knights Flames, 2-1 Flames.
Yeah.
Kings Predators, Kings 8-0.
Yeah, I was about to say 15-0 Kings. Easy money. Easy claps. Who do you think is the early favorites to win? Do you think Avalanche go back-to-back, or do you think Carolina or like the Flames or someone will kind of...
Well... I really want the Flames to do it this year, but I like no one has really shown out this so far this season. But I'll probably Colorado's still carrying on. But you know there is the Cup hangover.
Yeah.
But no, Carolina seems strong. I want the Flames to do it though.
How's Florida doing this year?
The Panthers? No one. Not good. Apparently.
Oh, 2-1.
2-1. Not bad.
They were like early in the year last year. Everyone seemed to think that they were probably going to go all the way. They look so good.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's that big trade that happened over the summer. So,
yeah,
it'd be really interesting to see how that pans out. But just on that note, I don't really know. Like I said, so early in the season.
Yeah, there's not much to discuss. Let's see what's happening on ESPN and stuff. Top 100 player predictions. No, I don't really care. Some rumors.
Caden Gooley playing like number one defenseman.
Some guy got suspended on the Caps.
For high sticking. Kuznetsov.
I'm not even going to try to say that name. if I don't hear Bruce Buffer say it, I can never say the name. Any crazy news?
No, but I do have to say, I don't know if the Coyotes have played at home yet. But that
they
will
don't
be,
even have a home.
That would be really interesting to see how that's going to work.
If I'm them, I would literally relocate that
I've team. Never seen a team need to be relocated so bad in any league.
It just makes sense to have a team there.
I know it. I don't get it. But
in Arizona, like they literally they've never seen snow.
There's so many big markets in Canada, but he's not going to give us one. It's really sad to see.
Put him back to give Quebec City a team.
That'd be sick.
It's really the only team I can
feel
think
like
of
the Maritimes
the
could
head.
Hold a team.
Yeah, depends on the city.
Because
but yeah.
You give one in like let's say you go Halifax,
Saskatoon.
Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of the wrong thing. What's the Maritimes? Is that not like? Are we?
So
I thought Saskatchewan was like the prairies. I thought the Maritimes was like
like
New
you
Brunswick.
East. Yeah. Sorry,
I thought it was looking like you're an correct. Idiot there, yeah, you're scaring correct. The crap out of me. I was gonna say if you put one in Halifax, I feel like. It would get everyone from that out east. Everyone would be a fan
of
that team.
Yeah, because it's so easy to get around out there.
Yeah. Great golf as well, eh? For the players.
Beautiful golf.
Got to start a golf segment.
But also, the thing is, I tried to get Greg on it, but he hates golf.
That's valid.
He hasn't played, though. So once we get him out playing for the first time, he's going to love it. I know.
Listen,
it.
I remember he thought that LIV Golf was a British game.
That was funny.
Oh my days, that was hilarious.
Yeah, the only thing is if you put a team out there, the winters are so bad.
Yeah.
So people might not go see those games because like you can't move out there.
That is a very, very good point.
Like they might go and they might all be snowed in the stadium for the whole next
yeah,
week.
But it'll be a way bigger market than Arizona will
no,
ever
100%.
Be.
Arizona will maybe be. Gets like less games than Metcalf.
Less fans?
Yeah, less fans.
Yeah. Come on down to Larry Robinson Arena whenever you get the chance. Great crowds. Great crowds.
We'll be making a guest appearance one day. We'll sign merch.
Oh, yes.
Make your own merch and bring it. We'll sign it. yeah, no, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. That
I don't understand it. I don't understand. But Gary will do what Gary will do. When will, like, the day that man retires will be such a great day for the NHL.
Maybe they'll just make their like all the teams come to Canada, put a team in Nunavut.
Yeah, that I'm not so sure about that one. That might be a little too much snow. They'll snowmobile to the
yeah,
rink.
Yeah, exactly. They'll get off their plane and they'll have to take snowmobiles to the, not even like sled dogs, like the Huskies.
How much is left in this?
We got 1 minute.
1 minute,
roughly.
Yeah, this is kind of a crap segment, but there's nothing really to talk about.
There's nothing crazy.
Exactly.
It's probably Greg, because Greg kind of makes things more. He just, like, goes through all of it, and then we give our opinions. I'm not a big hockey guy, as you guys know.
Greg leads this one. Usually he talks about the Leafs. We make fun of him.
Yeah, he always goes crazy.
Brings
about
his
the
opinion
Leafs and
on fantasy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't really play.
I mean, if you're a fantasy person, you just instantly try and get McDavid, and you win the league.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you don't have McDavid, you're going to lose, so.
More casual viewers over here on this side.
Me, yeah. I'm fully admit. I don't watch hockey.
I mean, yeah.
It's
I'm
boring.
I'm pretty well as casual as you can get because you don't. My
playoff
team.
Playoff hockey's a little better. World, like the
oh,
World
playoff
juniors.
Hockey, yeah.
World juniors is sick.
World juniors but watch everything. Playoff
it's even
hockey.
Even like in the NBA, like sometimes the season just gets super dry because like seasons are so long. So it's like some games just don't matter.
That's why baseball's crazy. 162 games. Like, that's crazy.
I also couldn't just watch baseball. Like, yeah, I'd probably pass out every day. But all right, well, that wraps it up for this segment. We'll be back after these few messages.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh.
Connor.
And we're back to the UFC.
It's UFC time, baby.
UFC 280. I've been promoting this for like months now.
Oh, my
God. This
is
like the next big card.
Probably one of the best cards we have in a while.
Yeah, probably. I think the last one was in like June or something. It was a pretty banger card, but then all the fights ended up being snooze fests. It was like the Nama Yunes one and like all that.
Yeah. I mean,
it
like
ended
that,
being
that,
so boring.
That Usman Leon card wasn't nothing special either.
Yeah, until Leon put a shin to Usman's
face and
slapped him.
But this is a great card. I'm so excited.
Head to toe, this is a probably card.
They have Sean's record wrong, though. He's not going to be happy with that.
All right, well, first of all, it's going to be October 22nd on Saturday in
Let's
Abu
go.
Dhabi. So for you UFC fans, it is at 2 p.m.
Let's go.
Don't stay up till 10 to think the card's on because you're going to miss the whole thing. You're going to be depressed. 2 p.m. The prelims are at 10 a.m. I'm not going to be up for those.
My favorite thing to do is predict the prelims.
Dude, the prelims are actually good.
Yeah, I know. Like,
they actually have a good prelim card.
But usually I have like, who sick. The hell is that guy? I'm not even going to try and say that. I might get canceled.
Dude, that's how I am with half these names. I just look at my...
Muhammad...
Mokhev?
Mokhev? Wait, go up a bit. Go up a bit. I want it. Which one do you want, left or right? Which name do you want?
I'm going to take this one.
Okay, who's the, so we have... who do we have, Josh?
Abu Bakar Nurmagomedov.
Wait, Khabib's brother?
Dude, over in Dagestan, they're all just Nurmagomedov, like every single one of them.
Where is Dagestan?
It's in Russia.
I didn't know that.
It's a little small town with just goats and sheep. It's like, it's kind of like Metcalf.
Don't say that. Abu Bakar Nurmagomedov is fighting Gadzi Omar Gadziev.
That's actually really good.
So, that's a banger. I'm looking forward to that.
That's actually going to be a good fight, probably. It's just going to be a wrestling match.
I'm betting on Gadzid.
I'm going Nurmagomedov. I can't bet against anyone with the last name Nurmagomedov.
That is facts.
Uzdemir, this is actually going to be a fun fight. I'm a big fan of Uzdemir. He was like a beast up until those last few fights. He kind of got slept a lot.
Yeah, I could tell by that six.
Yeah.
You know what sucks now, though? Like, this new era of UFC boxing is that if you have any losses on your card, you're considered like trash. Like, it's just facts.
Yeah.
People view losses more than they view wins, and that sucks.
This is going to be a really good fight, too. Bilal Muhammad versus Sean Brady. Sean Brady is an up-and-coming monster, and Bilal Muhammad is probably one of the most hated men in the UFC. People do not like him.
How come?
People don't like him. They don't like his personality and stuff. There's actually a funny video of it's like him and I want to say it was like O'Malley or something, but he's hanging out with another UFC fighter, and like a kid comes up. He's like, "Oh, can I get a picture with you?" And then like gives the camera to Bilal Muhammad, takes a photo with the guy, and then just like, "Thank you," and just walks away. Like he had no idea who he was.
So funny.
So Bilal was just kind of like looking around. He's like, "You can't be serious right now." I mean, I think Brady wins, but you never know. Like Bilal's pretty good, but his striking's terrible. So if Brady keeps it on the feet, which he definitely can't, I think Brady's gonna win it.
And then main card.
Main card. We got
holy. What is that last name?
Caitlin Chookagian.
Okay.
Caitlin Chookagian. Actually, funny story about her. Her Twitter got hacked. So if you want some funny things to go look at her Twitter. I'll tell you about it after.
You have to keep it off air?
Yeah. It's a little bit...
not radio.
Yeah, not radio.
We're already going to get in trouble because I've slipped up in multiple previous times.
You're doing really good today, though.
I know. It's because Greg's not here to fire me up. Nothing makes me happier than making Greg mad. Because he just gets so angry so easy. It's so funny.
Caitlin, she's fighting Manon Fiorot.
I got this one. Fiorot.
That's what I think, yeah. So her, I think Caitlin wins. Caitlin's massive for this flyweight division. She's like 5'11 or something. Crazy kickboxer. You never know. This girl has a pretty good record.
I back her.
Benelli Dariush.
Oh, Benelli, my guy.
He's fighting, I don't know how to say his first name, but Gamrot.
Okay, let me try this. Mateus.
Mateus. Maybe? I don't know. So he's fighting Benelli Dariush. Dariush was actually supposed to fight Islam earlier this year, and then he had a leg injury.
He backed out.
No, he had a leg. He broke his foot or his leg or something. So he was out for majority of the year. So he kind of, unfortunate for him, because he's ranked 4. He has to fight an up-and-coming guy in Gamrot.
Yeah, but he's got a good record, so...
Yeah, no, so it's going to be a good fight. I mean, if Benelli wins this, he probably either gets, not the next title shot, because we'll get to why not soon, but he'll get another top contender, maybe Gaethje or Dustin or something like that. That'd be fun.
Are Dustin and Gaethje going to fight?
No, Dustin fights Chandler next card.
Oh, yes, that's who it was. My
he's
bad.
Fighting Chandler next that's card. Be sick. And then Gaethje, apparently there's rumors of Gaethje, Conor McGregor at 170 next year, early next year in Vegas.
McGregor's big now, eh?
So is Gaethje, like if Gaethje doesn't have to cut weight though, like he's probably gonna mess McGregor up. But McGregor got like broke his leg by taking a step. Like Gaethje has.
Yeah, I don't.
Gaethje can chop down a tree with his leg kicks.
Yeah,
they're scary.
I'm fired up.
And then that brings us to the third, final fight of the night.
Nervous.
Piotr Jan versus Sean, Mr. 16-0 O'Malley.
Nervous. I just want to give a shout out to Jordan Trania, who's on my hockey team. He's a big UFC guy. He told me that Sean's going to lose probably, but he told me to bet on Sean because he's got good odds. So, Jordan, we're in this together, okay? Money's on Sean.
So, this is my take on the fight. Sean O'Malley actually has a pretty good chance at winning this fight because Piotr Jan.
Yes.
Typically.
Starts slow.
Yeah, very slow starter. So, the thing is, though, is O'Malley, in my opinion, didn't look very good his last fight against Pedro. But also, Sean O'Malley also just has a length advantage. He's very unique with his kicking and stuff, so I think he has a good chance at maybe pulling off the upset. You just never know.
Sean's just so crafty.
He is crafty, but the thing is, Piotr, he has that high guard. He's going to just walk Sean down and just do whatever he wants to him if he gets in close. So
and he can take
interesting.
Jan can take punches, too. So.
Yeah. I actually had a dream about this, that Jan sleeps him with a flying knee. Like, what? He just gets him up against the cage, and he just, like, jumps straight up in the air and hits him with a knee.
I'm going to ask the important questions. Why are you dreaming about two men half-naked fighting?
Dude, I don't know. I don't get to control my brain when I'm sleeping. All right, whatever.
Moving on. No, and that's okay. You know what? I just want to say that's okay if you dream
okay,
about
Mr. that. Five Back Pod. I don't want to know what happens after you're done recording.
Okay.
There's a reason that this studio always smells very musty now.
Okay. Whoa. So, DJ Dillashaw.
DJ Dillashaw versus Aljamain Sterling for the bantamweight title fight. Also, little disclaimer, that Piotr fight and Sean O'Malley, winner gets the winner of this fight. So, O'Malley might get his title shot after that if he wins. He might get Aljo or Killashaw. So, this fight.
Do you think Sean has a chance of being champion?
Yeah, I would say so. If he fights Aljo, probably not, because I think Aljo just takes him down. But if he fights Dillashaw, yeah. Okay. And that leads to a Corey Sandhagen fight, which I'll be super excited about. That'd be a very crafty one. But yeah, this fight, Aljo, Dillashaw, Mr. EPO user, Killashaw. You didn't hear about that?
No.
He was champion, then he got suspended for 2 years because he's using EPO.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, he was a cheater. So he's going to fight Aljo. I hope Dillashaw wins. I'm not a big fan of Aljo.
Didn't you just say he cheated?
He did cheat 2 years ago. But I hope Dillashaw wins.
Oh, Sterling cheated.
No, Dillashaw cheated.
Oh, Dillashaw cheated.
Yeah.
But you want the cheater to win?
Yes. Because I don't like Aljamain.
What did he do to you?
Dude, you know, I guess you probably weren't a UFC fan at this time.
I probably wasn't alive. You're like 67. Okay, what happened back in 1942?
Dude, it was literally like last year. Okay. Him and Piotr fought, and he took an illegal knee and like acted super hard about how he won the title and stuff because he was like, oh, I can't fight anymore, and then went out partying and stuff that night. So obviously it wasn't that bad.
Okay, I see.
And like Michael Bisping, like this guy lost an eye mid-fight and kept fighting. So it's like, you're kind of soft, Aljo.
That's the guy that got me into UFC, Bisping.
Bisping, yeah. Bisping's a beast. Kind of sad he's not announcing this weekend. But this fight's going to be very 50-50. And then that brings us to
Let's
the main
go.
Fight, the legacy fight for both these gentlemen. Islam Makhachev versus the champion, even though he's not technically the champion, Charles Oliveira. Du Bronx.
Okay.
How you feel about this fight, Connor?
I've said this before. If Khabib's in the corner, Islam's winning.
He's 100% going to be in the corner.
If he gets in the ring, like, will you think he'd be in the ring? Like with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, Islam's winning.
I don't think so.
100%. 110%. And you know why? Khabib's got that knowledge. He's got that insight. All Islam has to do is perform, and he's capable of performing.
I think Islam gets slept.
Like submission?
No. Like he
knocked
gets
out.
Knocked out. Knocked out cold.
This is a hot take. No?
It's not a hot take.
Yes.
Islam's only loss is a knockout to a bum. An absolute bum. So Charles can keep it on the feet,
yeah,
and
but
even then, like if he gets taken down.
Islam's 22 other fights.
Yeah, he just wrestled.
He's a tank.
Something, though,
okay.
And say the word.
Okay.
What but I think Charles is going to win. Charles is
knockout
been looking so good.
Left hook, right hook, jab, kick.
The reason Benelli's not going to get the main the winner, whoever wins this fight is fighting Alex Volkanovski next. Do you know who that is, Connor?
Yes, I know who Volk is.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think that any of them have a chance?
Against Volk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who? Who has a better chance?
Both of them do. I think Islam has a better chance because he's just going to wrestle dominate him.
Okay, that's true.
But
Volk would eat Charles alive. He's blind.
No.
He's blind.
He is blind, but Charles is also like three times his size. Like Volk is small for 145.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
In
Volk
terms
is
of height.
Tiny. No, that's true.
He's a small guy.
I didn't even think about that.
But Volk is elite. Like he's definitely number one pound for pound. He has been this whole year. So I'd love to see that fight. I'm super excited that he is moving up because I think there's a lot of fun fights in that division.
Yeah.
But
I love Volk. He just seems like a genuine guy.
He's hilarious.
I know.
I follow him and he does all these like cooking videos and stuff on Instagram. They're so funny, man. Cooking with Volk. It's
but
so
who
funny.
Do you think? Like, do you think you said Oliveira wins by knockout?
I think Oliveira wins by knockout.
How so, though? Like, what were you saying? Left hook, right hook, jab,
like,
kick.
Nice check right hook. Just kind of, like, sits there. Like, Islam throws something, and then, like, poof. Or I could also see this. Islam faints and goes for the takedown, and Charles just knee up the middle. Right to the dome. Just right to his, just shatter his nose.
And not come out.
I hope Charles wins because Charles kind of deserves it.
So do I.
He got screwed last time.
Charles is crazy.
He's so good.
Like crazy. But I think I'm back in Islam just to be different.
I don't want to see another like Khabib mini run the champion, like the belt.
From
Russia. Khabib fought like they don't fight that often.
The Russians?
Yeah, because they do Ramadan. Yeah, Ramadan. So like they fast for like a good portion of the year.
Yeah.
So they don't fight when they're fasting. They come back in October. Maybe fight early in the year, and then they don't fight the rest of the year.
I love how you're complaining about how they do Ramadan.
No, I'm not complaining about that. I complain that they're not active, so it holds the whole division up.
Okay, sure. This mic is squeaky as hell. I hope they don't hear that.
They 100% will.
Sorry, guys.
Stop moving the mic.
It's not my fault. Like, get some WD-40 in here.
Don't tell me. Tell Dan. It's not my fault.
Okay.
Anyways, you're going to lose $50 this week.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, if Sean O'Malley wins, it's...
I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Scenes in my house. It is scenes. At 3... What time do you think they'll
2
p.m.
fight? Oh, they'll fight at like 3.
3?
1. Yeah, probably 3.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in my house, it'll be scenes. I'll be fired up.
Yeah, I'm only going to sleep until like noon and then go to my buddies crack open a beer as soon as I get there.
For all the people listening... This is really the most important thing about UFC. What website are we using to stream? That is the most important.
I kind of bounce through them because it depends on how laggy certain
ones are. Yeah. I used to use Marquee Streams, Six Streams. Fell off so hard.
Go-to used to be Crack Streams.
Yeah.
And they never missed.
They're missing now?
They don't exist anymore.
Oh.
I think they're back now, but it's under a different URL.
Yeah, that's what happens, but... is Streamies just the way to go
Streamies?
Here?
I use that a lot.
We're just trying to hook you guys up here because no one pays for that. Like, come on. 50 bucks?
They do pay for it. It's just dumb to pay for it. No, it's way more than that. In Canada, it's like 100.
What?
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, this crap used to be like 60 bucks.
Yeah, I know. And they've gone up since their latest deals and with ESPN. So now I think, yeah, in Canada, it's like almost 100
That's
bucks.
That's crazy.
Which is not worth it, in my opinion.
I mean, like a fight, too.
I just don't pay for things. Like, I don't even.
Yeah, Josh is a stingbag.
I don't have
bag.
Cable at my house, so I can't even watch basketball. I have to stream basketball.
Stinge bag.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault that you don't spend money? Whose fault is it?
No. It's my fault that I don't spend money, but yeah, it's not my fault that I can't watch basketball and these other sports for free at my house.
Well, cable's not free.
But, like, you know what I mean? Watch it legally, I guess. Watch it legally is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, it's valid then. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
And the fact that it's in the afternoon, I don't have to go to bed at an absurd time.
Day beers.
I will not be participating. I am
so soft.
Are you
so soft?
I'm not gonna wrap it. I don't want to start controversy, Josh, but I just.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say. Anyways, anyways, that wraps it up for this episode. Hopefully, we have Greg back next week.
Yeah,
so I can deal
Greg,
with Connor the whole episode by myself.
This episode really.
Check the Five Back Pod.
Yeah, Free Throw Line Extended.
Check another webpage. Look up Five Back Pod, and you'll find
some
aftermath.
Soccer talk. Some soccer talk.
Some post podcast stuff.
But I was gonna say this episode really makes me realize how much. Greg
makes the show.
Greg low-key carries. Because, like, I just love making him upset.
Yeah.
Because he's so funny.
He's easy to make upset.
He's a very animated guy.
He is.
I just love getting under his skin.
It's super easy to, too.
Yeah.
You mentioned one thing about the Bills or Leafs, and
he
just instantly blood starts boiling. But that wraps it up. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
you guys. Love you.
Five Back Pod and Free Throw Line Extended for our personal content.
Yeah,